I'm Marty McFly from Hill Valley, California. After a long day of running all over town, making out with my mom, and trying to get the sports almanac back from Biff, I like to sit back with a cold glass of Pepsi Perfect and listen to prank phone calls on Cacti Radio.
Marty, you've got to come back with me.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Doc, again? I'm a kid, for Christ's sakes. Can't you endanger the life of someone your own age for a change? Why the hell is Goldie Wilson here with you? What did she do this time, Doc?
We just tuned into the Snowplow Show. Yes, that's when we realized that we're in luck. We can't wait, let the prank calls begin. When Brad makes landlords angry, we're listening to the Snowplow Show. When psycho complainers get accused, we're listening to the Snowplow Show. Meanwhile, Brad is drinking Four Locos Cactus. We'll convert rooms into pools, and we'll get dog shit in our hair, and we'll install cameras in cacti and spy on the town of Paradise Valley, and we'll call up HOAs, and I know that we'll laugh. And we'll give snake eyes to those who don't. And that's my life on PLA. Well, that's just life on PLA.
Cactus.
And that's just life on PLA. Just life on PLA. Cacti. PLA people, phone losers of America. Cacti. PLA people, but we're not desperate hobos. Cacti. PLA people, phone losers of America. Cacti. PLA people, but we're not desperate hobos. Cacti. PLA people, phone losers of America. Cacti. PLA people, but hobos. PLA people, phone losers of America. PLA people, PLA people.
Hey everybody, you're listening to the Snowplow Show. This is episode 628, and it's brought to you by Teen Wolf Jesus, Icelandic Potato, Shrink Man, I Regret Jumping, and Raiden Digital. Thanks to those people for helping support the show on patreon.com/phonelosers. Today is April 3rd, 2020, and I have just a couple of things before we get started. Number one would be this hilarious thing that was posted on Facebook today by Joshua. He paid a actor. Is he an actor? I don't know. It's a guy from 90 Day Fiancé named Big Ed. I know nothing about this show and nothing about Big Ed, but he paid this guy to give a few shout-outs to some people that may be familiar with you. This is about a two-minute clip. It's very important that we all hear this. Here it goes. This is Big Ed.
Hey, you guys, I hope I don't screw this up, but I'm going to try my best. Okay, this is for Roy Gerbell.
By the way, he's holding some sort of a dog in his lap the whole time, and it seems like the dog doesn't want to be held. So the dog is just squirming all over the place while he tries to do this. I don't know if that's his thing on Cameo. He has to have his dog with him.
And Carol Gersberms from Sensei Doug. Oh my God, Sensei, I'm actually a brown belt in Aikido. Yeah. I wonder what kind of sensei you are. Anyway, so you guys are having some challenges right now. What? True Green, I guess, accidentally dyed your grass blue. What's up with that? That needs to be corrected immediately.
I know
somebody at Serplo, maybe they can help you out.
Bluegrass, what the
and
fuck?
Then your apartment toilet keeps backing up and getting clogged. Okay, that just totally sucks. And then apparently
here's a crazy idea, Big Ed. How about you turn off your fucking music? Maybe put your dog down and concentrate on what you're saying, goddammit.
We're listening on Airbnb, I'm sorry. So, I don't know. I would call a plumber. I think that's the easiest thing to do. And I don't know if they're where you're at, but we have plumbers in San Diego where they smell really good. And it's like $75 to unclog any toilet
they
or
smell really good?
Drain. So I would give them a call.
What?
Call True Green customer service and say, look, you need to fix it. I don't want blue grass. Bluegrass is a type of music in the Ozarks. It's not a type of color for a lawn, so that needs to be taken care of immediately. Anyways, so Roy Gerbil and Carol Gersbooms, have a wonderful night, have a wonderful day. I hope you're doing okay during this quarantine situation. It sounds like you're dealing with a lot of challenges that you shouldn't have to be dealing with. So my thoughts and prayers are there. And Sensei Doug, peace out, man. Thanks for being such an awesome friend. God bless. Be careful.
Aww.
Teddy, say bye.
He says
hey, maybe
you're...
we'll rent your Airbnb. Where's it at? Is it really fun? I would do it. Let me know.
Yeah, right.
Peace out. Take care. Bye.
He actually took his dog's little paw and had the dog wave goodbye to Sensei Doug. Isn't that cute? Thanks for that, Joshua. That's from the website called Cameo.com. Cameo.com. You can get celebrities to say things to you at various price points. Like, who did I get to do that? Glozell and one of the kids in the hall, the McDonald one. I need to do more of those. And I don't know how to share this. I mean, I think you just have to be a member of the PLA group to see it. So I guess you're going to have to sign up on the PLA Facebook group to see that video if you want to see it. If you want to see Big Ed. What the hell? I typed in 90 Day Fiancé into Cameo. I don't see Ed in here. I was going to try and find the direct link, but there's no Ed. Maybe he took down his thing temporarily. That happens sometimes. Oh my God, look at this. You can get Debbie Gibson for $150. What a bargain.
Hi, Becky Joe. Debbie Gibson here. How are you, sister?
Yep.
Surprise!
That's Debbie Gibson. Okay, I'm going to get off of this site. I get lost on this site. I need to pay more people to say weird PLA things. So I've just put that into the show notes. Thanks for that, Joshua. You know what I haven't done in a while? I haven't mentioned that there's some new Patreons out there. I have a bunch of them in here. Like Lunchbox 420, Where's Wolf, Andre D, K-Dog, How Negutus, Christopher H, Hey Lynn 6969, Moses K, Michael P, Matt F, Austin, David D, Crispy 808, Peyton L, I'm a Fat Bastard. Wait, are you a fat bastard, or are you just trying to make me say I'm a fat bastard? That's kind of rude, what the hell? Spicy, Vince, B, Michael W, Harry N, some kind of Paris Talk characters that I don't know how to pronounce. You know, it's Japanese or Chinese or something. Boy Hamster, Graham J, Perrin B, Kezia G, Gregor M, RBCP is gay. Hey, what the hell? And Effin Reality, thank you, all of you, for supporting the show. Effin Reality had some ideas today. He was around for the live show in the Mixler chat. Thanks, Effin Reality. One more thing before we get started today. I did a World of Prank Calls episode the other day. I don't think I remembered to mention it, except in the voicemails where some guy was complaining that I was playing calls on there from 2018. But on Tuesday of this week, I did a brand new World of Prank Calls episode. It was a bunch of trailer park calls that I pulled out of some old shows from 2018. It's a good episode. You should go listen to it. You can find it at worldofprankcalls.com. And I will also have a link to it in the show notes. I also put that one on the Snowplow Show YouTube, so probably at least half of you have seen it or listened to it or whatever. All right, earlier today I did a live show. I claimed that it was a pre-XYZ show, just like I used to do back in the good old days when XYZ was still on the air. And I forgot that the last time I did that, it just made everybody sad. I made everybody sad again today. Saying that it was a pre-XYZ show, they're like, oh my God, is he back? Is he going to do a show today? And then they were just all disappointed at the end when I played a old XYZ show. Sorry about that, everyone. It's all in loving memory of him, you know? So that's what you are about to hear. This is a live show from earlier today. And if you wish you could hear live shows, then you should be keeping an eye on the PLA Twitter. That's about the only place I'm guaranteed to announce it, is at twitter.com/phonelosers. Sometimes I do the live shows on the Mixler, sometimes they're on Facebook. They could be anywhere. So if you want to get notified of live shows that are happening, then you should be subscribed to the PLA Twitter and set it up so that it dings your phone whenever I make a post. I try not to post a lot of garbage on there so your phone won't ding constantly. Anyway, here it is. Here's today's live show. So I have sort of like a rough idea of what I want to do today. Basically, I'm just going to be calling people, you know, in their houses. And I don't know. I wanted to accuse them of some drama-like activities. I don't know how to explain what I want to do. But you guys will catch on and you'll give me great ideas. I think I'm going to start out with this idea by Saga Shias Zhu. He wants me to call someone and tell them to have a good day. And he'll share his anus chocolates with me if I do. And probably phones are just going to ring today, you know. But, oh, hello?
Hello.
Oh, hey. Hey, ma'am. I'm sorry. Yeah? I had the music on way too loud. I guess John's not there?
Yeah, he's here.
Oh, well.
May I ask who's calling?
Well, can you just pass along a message for him?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell John to have a good day.
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm a prank caller from Oregon. I would like John to have a good day.
What the hell is this?
Ma'am, did you write down the message?
Who are you?
My name is Roy. I live in Oregon. I work at the prank call center, and you'd think they would have shut that down over the whole corona thing, but nope, we're all still here. Whole call center of us pranking people. So I'm calling to let John... Do you want to just put John on? You don't sound like you're going to pass along the message. Was that a hang-up, ma'am? Well, that turned out better than I expected. Hello? Mrs. John? All right. Good job, Saga the blah blah person. It worked! Surprisingly, that worked. Sage shush. No, I'm not calling you that. I'm going to call you Saga blah blah blah. That's your name. That's officially your name.
This is Josh.
Hey, Josh. This is your neighbor, Roy. You're in Oakhaven.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm so sorry to call about this. This is like the weird... This is embarrassing to even have to talk to you about.
No but, problem. What's up?
Well, you know our neighbor Roger over in the Blue House?
Yeah.
He told me that you've been telling people that I would probably eat another man's ass, but only if I was in love with him, and I don't appreciate it. Because, you know, I have a reputation to uphold here in the neighborhood, and you're saying things like that about me.
And I never, ever said anything to that extent. I have no idea.
No, he told me, like, two different people told me that, like, you were saying I probably eat those chocolate anuses, anus candies.
I don't mean to laugh, but I've never said anything. I've never said anything to that extent.
Well, it seems a little weird that both Roger and Jennifer would say that you were saying those things, because I know they don't lie.
I've never talked to Roger or Jennifer.
Okay, well, you know, like... You know, I was just hoping you could just assure me that you would stop. You know, just please don't tell people that I would eat ass of other men.
I have never said anything, and it's kind of insulting that someone would say that to me.
Sir, I'm not even gay, and it wouldn't matter if I was in love with them, because I'm just not gay. It's just not going to happen. You're being kind of a pervert.
Okay. Like, well, I appreciate the call. I didn't say it.
I mean,
not
like,
sure where it's coming from.
Was that your way of coming on to me? Because I'm not interested.
All right. I've had enough.
I'm married, sir. I'm married. So I kind of stole that from Devin's show. She said something like that to somebody the other night. I'm like, wouldn't that be fun to just call? It's basically the same thing I was doing. Was saying, hey, can you stop looking at me like I'm gay? I'm gay for ass. None of the other parts of the body, though, because that would be gay. And I'm not gay. I'm just gay for ass. So we're getting a pretty good answer rate. 100% so far. So thanks, Devin, for giving me an idea to steal the other night. Of course Carol's around. Hey, Dozer. And I think I fixed the issue with Carol's voice. A knob got turned that wasn't supposed to be turned. That's why it was... playing both my voice and Carol's at the same time, kind of.
Hello?
Hey, Ryan. I'm sorry. Hey, Ryan?
Yes, may I ask who's calling?
This is Roy. I live down the street from you on Bernie Court.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I was wondering, can you please stop looking at me like I'm gay? Because I'm not gay.
What?
Just please stop looking at me like I'm gay all the time.
Who the fuck do you think you are calling me and saying something like that? I don't know what you're calling or stereotyping me as.
What?
I'm definitely not stereotyping anyone else.
Well, you're always looking at me like I'm gay. I'm just asking you nicely to please stop, okay? Because it makes me feel uncomfortable.
I have no idea what this phone call is, and I'm hanging up now. This is the weirdest phone call I've ever had.
Well, how do you think I feel? You're always looking at me like I'm gay.
I do not know. I have no idea what you are calling about and saying these things to me for, but I am hanging up right now. Goodbye.
Okay, please stop, though. Wow. We are still at 100% on answer rates and reactions. I'm more or less happy with every call on today. I should just end right now. Malehide says, since gay, Doug. Oh, tell him I'm closeted. That's a good idea, King Richard. Like, I'm not ready to come out, and you're basically forcing me to come out, and please don't do that. It's not 100%. I thought everybody answered. Did we get an answering machine? Are we at 80%? Oh, fuck. Thanks, Alex, for ruining my high. Not my literal high. Just my happiness. Literal highs are not allowed in this household for 2.5 more years.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Now, thanks to Alex, nobody's going to answer. Oh, yeah, I remember Sam didn't answer because I marked that down right here. Silly me. I'm calling from a list that Frankie sent me, which I've been doing a lot lately.
Hello?
Ed?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy, your neighbor.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I was wondering, do you think you could stop looking at me like I'm the type of person that would eat ass?
I can do what?
Like whenever you look at me, like whenever you see me outside getting in my car or whatever, you're always looking at me like I'm the type of person that would eat ass.
I'm just seeing if everybody's okay.
Well, no, you're, but the way that you look at me, you're looking at me like I would eat ass, and that's gross. I wouldn't even eat ass if I was in love with the guy. Or girl.
I'm sorry if I'm offended you. I don't mean to.
Oh, it's okay. I don't understand why you keep looking at me like I'm the type of person that would eat ass.
No, sir. There's no reason whatsoever. I'm not trying to offend you in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, well, it's not offensive. It was just a little weird, a little awkward. Because I've never eaten ass before. I don't know why you think I would eat ass.
I don't know what you're implicating, to be honest with you, sir.
Well, you know,
I really don't.
You know, like mouth to ass. You're just getting up there in an asshole and just licking it all over, inside and out. I wouldn't do that. Ugh. Ugh. It's gross.
Whatever it is, sir, I'm not trying to offend you. And I can't do anything to change it. If I see somebody, I look at them, okay.
Okay.
If it offends you the way I look at it, I can't change it.
Well, just don't look at me like I'm the type of person that would eat ass.
I'm not looking at you in any certain way, sir.
Well, you were kind of looking at me like I'm the type of...
I'm not.
Okay, all right. Maybe I just misinterpreted your look.
Yeah, whatever.
But I'm like, aw, I wanted to assure him. I'm just not an ass eater. That's what Devin was saying on her show. I think she said if she was in love with somebody, she would eat ass. But only if she was in love with somebody. So that's good. Devin has good morals. Way to go, Devin. All right, what's the next thing? Prove it. It's in your show archive. You just posted a show. The proof is in Devin. She's just trying to get people to go to her Patreon. So you have to pay for proof. That she said that. Wow, we have a whole hour left of the show. And it feels like so much has happened already. Oh shit, Justin's here. Justin's here, everyone. You know what that means. Holy shit.
Please leave your message.
Okay, I'm bored with this. Let's call more people. No offense, Justin. It was just going on a little too long. That should be like a 2.5 minute song, not a 4 minute song. Not that it's not a great song. I love that song. I love me some Ween, thanks to Justin.
Hello.
Hey, Chase?
Yeah.
Hey, this is your neighbor, Roy, over here on Plane.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, like, you know how you're always taking pictures of us, like, at the window when we walk by, me and my wife walk by? Like, do you print
taking pictures?
Yeah, you're always, like, just peeking through the curtains and, like, taking pictures of us. Do you print those out, or could you email them to me or something? Because I just thought it'd be cool. You know, cause...
I have no idea what you're talking about, man.
Oh, no, it's a... No, we're not upset that you're always taking pictures of us.
Taking pictures of what?
Of us, just, you know, me and my wife, we go on walks through the neighborhood. Roy and Carol.
Are literally our next door neighbors? Like,
oh no, we're
the only, we only have one neighbor.
Yeah.
And we're on the corner lot.
Yeah, but we always go on walks, like just, you know, just around the neighborhood, walk past your house.
The one you have a pit bull? You have a couple dogs?
What? He started talking so fast that his connection went dead. Whoa, wait.
The wireless customer you are calling is not available.
Wait, how did that happen? That doesn't make sense. Oh, did his battery die? Aw.
The wireless customer you are calling.
Okay. Do a prank about a piece of string. I think the word string is really funny. That's from Dragonmere. Oh shit, Dragonmere's here. You know what that means.
Lydia keeps my toothbrush in her apartment. And she never complains.
I probably used up all his minutes, and now he's not going to be able to get some emergency phone call from a loved one who that was the last time they'd ever be able to talk to him, and now he won't be able to hear it because I was accusing him of taking pictures. Oh, and that was Effin' Reality's idea. He said, can I have the pictures you've taken of me for my records?
Matt? This is Matt.
Oh, hey, Matt. It's your neighbor, Roy, here on Plane.
Hey there.
Hey. Hey, like, me and my wife was wondering, like, do you think, you know, you're always taking pictures of us. Do you think we could have, could you email us just some of them?
What?
You know, you're always taking pictures of us, like, from your window. And we just, we're not upset about that or anything. It's a little weird, but it's fine, you know. But
house do you live in? I don't recall taking any pictures of you, man.
Oh, I'm in the blue house, kind of around the corner, around the bend. But no, we go on walks, just, you know, through the neighborhood, and you're always like peeking through the curtains and snapping pictures of us.
Oh,
and
I can tell you that we're not taking any pictures of you, man. I mean, I'll ask my wife if she is, but I know I'm not.
Oh, maybe it's her. Like, you live at 1020, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We just thought it'd be cool, you know, just as a couple to have pictures of us out and about. You know, just...
Oh, yeah, dude, it's not like we're, like, monitoring you guys or anything like that. I mean...
Oh, I know.
We're looking out our window. It's just something that we do, but...
Yeah, it's just a weird little quirk that you have where you take pictures of people walking by, I guess.
I'll talk to my wife, but I don't think we're taking any... Oh, I'll just say I'm not taking any pictures of you, man. Like...
Do you have a dark room, or is it, like, a digital camera? Like, do you print these out?
No, dude. I don't own a camera at all, man.
Oh, weird.
Like, I have cell phones. We don't have a dark room.
Hmm. Well, that'd be perfect, because I really prefer just to have them emailed to us.
I don't have... I can talk to my wife about this, but, do you want to talk about this in person, man? Because, like, it's kind of... Like, I'm sorry, I don't really know you.
Oh, yeah, no, like, we don't, like, really know each other. Just, yeah, I just know you from the neighborhood.
And, like, also, like, can I ask you how you got my phone number?
Oh, I work for the city, so you're just in the database.
Okay, I'm outside right now. You want to just come talk? Like,
oh, no, I'm actually at work. I'm actually at work right now. I'm in my boss's office. I used his access on his computer to get your number.
Okay. Well, I mean, do you want to have a chat later or something? Like,
oh, maybe. I don't know.
I'm totally cool.
Well, just instead of...
I'm totally cool talking to you. I mean, I could talk to my wife, but, like...
Okay.
Think what we're, like, photographing you intentionally, I can assure you we're not.
Yeah,
like,
I thought it was you.
Nah, man. Like, that's definitely not me. I don't take pictures of anybody walking by with my phone.
Well, a few times the flash has gone off.
I can tell you it's not me, man. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, I don't know. Like, it's no big deal.
Talk about this? I mean, I'm telling you the truth, man. I wouldn't have a reason to do that. I'd be more than willing to just talk to you person to person about this. Like, but you're calling me, you're asking me a really weird thing, and, like, I hate to be too technical here, but are you allowed to utilize a city database to query my personal phone number for something like this? I mean, well, that seems pretty intrusive to my own privacy.
Oh, no, like, that's the reason I did it while my boss is out. He's at the video store returning a movie. So I just kind of came in here while he's out and looked on his computer. So, like, don't tell, please.
You see how that could probably be a problem, man?
Well, you're the one taking photographs from your window of us, of me and my wife.
Okay, all the dude, time. Well, let's not escalate this, because...
No, one, I'm not trying
I'm
to escalate.
I'm not taking photos of you.
I'm not trying to escalate anything. I just thought it'd be cool to have pictures of us out for walks.
Can I have your full name, too? I mean, if you're going to query my name, I mean, this is intensely strange to me. I'm sorry.
Well, I wasn't...
I'll talk to my wife, too. I mean, I'll see if we do it. I mean, she does anything, but I don't take photos of you, man. And you're really kind of scaring me. I mean, like, I don't really know what you mean.
What? Don't be scared. I just, like, you're the one taking photos. We're just like a neighbor, you know? Like,
Let's just resolve this as neighbors, man, okay?
Okay. But can you stop taking pictures of us all the time, then, if you're not going to even share them?
I mean, I'm not taking pictures of you, so you're asking me to stop doing something I will continue to not do.
Okay.
I can assure you of that. I mean,
okay, yeah,
this is something that maybe we could just talk as people. Like,
okay,
this is really strange to me.
If I ever see you out there, I've said hello to you and waved and stuff.
Well, let's just chat again then, okay?
Okay.
What time's good for you? Do you want to?
Oh, we usually go on our walks around 6 or 7.
Okay. Well, you got my number now. Just give me a call when you're on your walk, and we'll come out and we'll talk.
Okay.
I assure you, I'm a totally normal person.
Oh, I know.
My wife, we got a kid.
I wasn't accusing you of not being normal. I'm not upset at all. We thought it'd be cool to have just pictures of us out doing our thing. And since you're always taking those pictures.
Do you realize how, like, what you're saying is, like, a bit pointed? You're assuming that I'm doing something that I'm telling you that I don't do.
Well, no, we see you. We always walk by and we see you, like, stick the camera from behind the curtain and just click.
I don't even own a camera.
Oh, it must be your wife. I don't know. It's not a big deal. It's like, I didn't mean to upset
you.
I could
tell you that I look out my curtain a lot when I'm on telephone calls. Like, I, like, pace around my house and do that just because I'm on conference calls and I'm not at work right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having to telework. And then I, like, look out the window, but I'm not looking out the window with a camera.
I don't know.
I mean, you realize that you're calling me a liar right now, right?
Well, I mean...
Like, how else can I interpret that?
Okay, well, like, you're just
talk later, man, okay?
Okay, all right. Well, tell your wife to stop taking pictures, please. Thank you.
All right.
All right. I love you. You didn't hear that. I was uncomfortable for him. Fun Society Arcade says, if he's not intending to do it, why did he get you to tell him when you're walking next? Good question. I don't know. I think he knows our schedule. He's always up there taking pictures. He's like, here they come. I'm gonna take pictures. That reminds me. Oh, shit, man. I got to look something up. Give me a second. Crazy YouTube. I know this is in my notes somewhere. Yes, crazy YouTube neighbors. Oh, they're in Utah. Fuck. All right, maybe I'll just forget about this. There's these crazy YouTube neighbors, though. I don't even know how to explain. Okay, string. Forget the crazy YouTube neighbors. I've tried to do prank calls to them before. It never goes that well. What am I going to say about string?
You read Derek Fudge. Just leave me a message. I'll get back.
Well, I'm just saying it sucks that it's Utah because I was kind of thinking they were in the same state I was calling. That's why I was going to... I don't want to change my area code machine and all that. I don't know. Why don't I? It's easy.
Hello?
Hi, Judy?
Yes.
Hey there, it's Roy, your neighbor. You know Carol and Roy?
Yes.
In the blue house?
Yes.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, I was wondering, like, you know, we're always going on our walks, you know, in the evenings, me and Carol.
Yes.
And you're always over there hiding in the bushes, like, trying to pull up a, like, kite string and trip us or whatever. And we always step over it. Could you please? That's just weird.
I think you've got the wrong person because I've moved.
Oh.
And I'm actually on the other side of the United States.
Oh, you don't live on Delaware Street?
No, I've not lived there for a while.
Well, who is that that's doing that? I thought it was you or your kids. They pull up the string like trying to do a tripwire.
Oh, my goodness. No, I don't have kids.
Oh.
gosh, but there's a couple of, I was going to say there's a couple of people that do, but they're usually right around with their kids.
Hmm.
Yeah, I sold my house back in September.
They're always pulling that string.
You know, my goodness, that's how dangerous.
I know. Like, Carol almost fell over one day, but now we just laugh at it. We just, like, step right over it, and we're like, nice try, fucking asshole. And we've been yelling Judy at them. We're like, hey, Judy.
Oh, my God.
Judy, you fucking bitch. Try harder next time, stupid.
Oh, my gosh. No, not me. So hope you can figure out who it is, though, because that is, you know, especially in times of early morning or if it's icy at all.
Oh,
my goodness.
Ugh.
Oh, my. Yeah, don't know who that is.
Where'd you move to?
Up Nevada.
Oh, nice. Right next to Utah.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
Well, take care.
Yeah, you too.
No problem.
All right. Okay. I love you.
Bye-bye. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Say you love me back.
Okay.
Do you love me?
Yeah.
Say you love me.
Take care.
Say you love me. So Dragonmere wanted me to say the word string. I said the word string, Dragonmere. Teen Wolf Jesus wants me to say that I saw them peeing in the storm drain. I'd kind of like to do the string thing first again, though. Default Urine says it was the best string call ever.
It's your dime.
Wow, Jesus Christ, Richard. Hey, it's your neighbor, Roy.
Roy?
What the fuck do you mean it's my dime? What is this, the 1950s again?
I don't know you.
Okay, well, I'm not calling from a payphone, stupid. I'm your neighbor. I live here on McGregor Road with you.
You do?
Yeah, I do. So listen, me and my wife, Carol, we always go on walks past your house. That's part one. That's the first part. And then you say, uh-huh. Go ahead. Say, uh-huh. Say,
I don't know you.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Like, we don't really know you either. We're just your neighbors. We live in the blue house on McGregor Road.
We live in the blue house on McGregor Road.
Right. It's like pulling teeth with you, Richard.
Down towards the church?
Yeah. And I'm not calling from a payphone. In the 1950s.
Okay.
This isn't costing me a dime.
Okay.
What did that even mean? All right. So, whenever we walk past your house, can you stop trying to trip us with kite string?
You talk about somebody else, buddy.
No, it's definitely you, because we can, like, the kite string goes into your door, And, like, as soon as we get up to your house, you pull it so it tightens it up. You're trying to trip us. Please stop doing that.
You're talking about somebody else doing it, ain't me.
No, no, it's definitely, it's you or your wife. Somebody in your house.
No, the only one person lives here is me. My wife is dead.
Ugh. The way you said that, Jesus Christ. Well, then it's definitely...
My wife died in 2017.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. But anyway, like, can you stop tying strings across the sidewalk and trying to trip me and Carol?
Buddy, you're talking about somebody else, and this sure ain't me.
I'm kind of sure it's you, because it's your house. The 10214. And the string always goes into your door, and you always tighten it right as we... Like, we notice it every time now. We just step right over it. I don't know if you're able to trip other people, but you're not going to trip us.
I hate to tell you something. You talking about somebody else, and it sure ain't me and ain't my house.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's you.
How'd you get my phone number?
I looked in the telephone book.
My phone book, my name ain't in no darn phone book.
Oh, yes, it is. It's in the brand new one, in the 2020 telephone book.
No, it's not, because my phone's on this unplugged. It cannot be given out to nobody.
Yeah, but I think they probably got it from somewhere else. Who knows? I don't know. It's in the phone book. It's in the one that they brought us at the door.
My number ain't in there.
Well, you better look at the phone book. It's definitely in there. That's why I'm calling you. That's how I have your number.
You're definitely wrong. It sure hell ain't me doing it to you.
Okay, well, just please...
That's all.
Look, it's not a big deal. Just please don't do that anymore.
Well, it is a big deal. You choose me. It is a big deal. You choose me doing something, motherfucker, that I ain't doing.
But you're going to trip me. You're going to trip one of these days. Like, just don't up...
One of these days, if I catch you out here and I know who you are, I'll beat the hell out of you if you call me a damn liar.
Are you going to trip us so you can catch us to beat the hell out of us?
Because you're dunking somebody that ain't doing it. Bye, cocksucker.
I don't understand why you just don't use fishing line. Because we can see the kite string easily. F in reality says I tied a string to my dime. All right, let's delete that one. I just kind of want to do string calls. Then I can name this show String Theory. That'll be cool. Hi, is Kimb around?
This is her.
Oh, hey, Kimb. It's your neighbor, Roy, here in Ridgefield.
Huh?
It's Roy. I live in the blue house on Ridgefield.
On Ridgefield?
Yeah.
How you get my number?
It's on the internet.
For real?
Yeah. But look, the reason I'm calling... is because you guys keep tying strings across the road from your house, those kite strings.
No.
Yeah, like every time, and we drive our car on the road, and you pull the string up from your window, and like you always attach like a little toy to the middle of it and make it fly around.
No.
And it's not even a good effect because you're using kite string and not fishing line.
No, we're not tying any string. You got the wrong house.
No, I'm sure it's you. So please, can you just not do that? Because, you know, it's hit our car a few times, and it didn't damage anything, but it's going to.
This is Eric.
Hey, Larry. Wait, I thought I was calling Eric.
This is Eric.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. I thought you said Larry. I think I was having a stroke. Hey, it's your neighbor Roy. I live on Whispering Way also.
Okay.
Hey, I was wondering, can you stop tying strings across the road?
Can I do what? I'm sorry.
Stop tying strings across the road. Cuz my car is broken through your weird damn it. Devin brings up a very good point. Anybody listening right now to the live thing, there's 65 people listening on the Mixler and others on the Shoutcast, you need to join the Discord. It's really easy to do. You just go to worldofprankcalls.com. Wait, no, sorry, that's wrong. Go to phonelosers.com/discord, D-I-S-C-O-R-D. And that'll take you to the Discord. It's a lot of fun. Everybody join up right now. If you join up right now, I will shout out your name on the show. Isn't that exciting? Yeah, phonelosers.com/discord. Thanks, Arbitrary Alex. Good to see you. Wait, sorry. Good to see you, Matt the manager. He just joined. Thanks for joining, Matt. Everyone, welcome, Carthor. Thanks, Carthor, for signing up.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Redbox Sports says that Discord isn't accessible for blind people, otherwise I would happily participate. That sucks. I've had a blind person accuse my website, I think phonelosers.com or maybe snowplowshow.com, was not accessible for blind people. I don't know how to make it accessible. What do I do? I still haven't replied to that email because I don't know. I guess I should do that. Teen Wolf Jesus just slid into the server. Hey, Teen Wolf Jesus. I'm surprised you weren't a member already. You've been around forever.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Aw, Matt's got fans in there already. They know him from Distorted View. I always forget that Matt is a Distorted View listener. 30 minutes left. Then I have to quit because it is time for the XYZ show. He does a show every single Friday at 12:30 Pacific, 3:30 Eastern. Angela. In the name of Jesus, Angela. Whoa, hello?
Hello?
Oh, hello, Angela?
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Roy.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I gotta read this real quick. Good to see you, Stripes. It's spelt with a 3 and a Z. He just joined my Discord.
What?
Anyway, can you please stop tying strings across the road? Because that's weird. I don't know why you're even doing that. I'm pretty sure Stripes ruined that call.
Hello?
Hi, Jennifer?
Yes?
Hey, it's your neighbor, Roy. I live here on too. You know,
okay.
The blue house. Hey, I was just wondering, I don't know if it's you or your husband or what, but, like, can you stop tying strings across the road?
We haven't tied any strings across the road.
No, we know it's always right in front of your house. Some, like, tying kite string across the road. And sometimes you hang, like, twigs and, like, toys and stuff from it.
I think you have the wrong person.
No, definitely, like, you live at 1024, right?
Yeah?
Yeah, my wife saw you out there. You know Carol, right? She saw you out there tying up a string.
I was not tying a string. I have been in the house working all day, so I don't know what you're talking about.
No, not today. Like, I think the last time we ran into one of your strings was 2 days ago, on Wednesday.
I haven't hung any string.
Well, why would you even hang up strings, like from one pole to the other? People are getting very defensive about string. I gotta say to one of them, this is just a theory, but I think it's you tying the strings. You might say it's my string theory. See, Leahy is here in the Discord. Welcome to the Discord, C. Leahy. Oh, there's a good
hello.
Idea. Oh, hello, Danielle.
This is she.
Hey, this is Roy from the... I'm with the city of...
Uh-huh.
They were just wanting me to call you and ask you to please stop tying strings across the road.
What?
You know, in front of your house, you're always tying those strings across the road.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, we know it's you. Can you just please not do it anymore? You're not in trouble. We're just calling to please ask you to stop.
I'm not tying strings across the road.
Why would you even tie strings across the road? Like, you're always...
How can I tie strings across the road? What am I tying them to?
Like, just, I don't know, bushes and poles and stuff. Whatever's out there, I guess.
There's no poles.
like in cars just go through the string. They just break it. It's not even that funny. I don't understand why you're doing it.
Who is this?
This is Roy. I'm with the city of Indianapolis.
This must be a prank.
It's not a prank. I work for the city.
Okay, so what's my last name? And where do I live? What's my address?
You live at...
This has to be a prank, because I'm confused.
Okay, just don't be confused. Are you a drug user? Is that what the string's about?
Oh, this definitely has to be a prank.
Ma'am, stop saying that. Just please, like, you don't have to just deny it like this. Just assure me you're not going to do it anymore, that's all.
This is a prank. I know it's a prank because nobody has any strings tied across the street. Not me, not my neighbors, not nobody.
Ma'am,
so,
you're the one doing pranks. You're the one tying strings across the road.
Okay, I know this is a prank. It has to be.
It is a prank. It's a weird prank. It doesn't even make sense. It's not funny. You're just making the cars crash through kite string.
The who?
Kite string.
Okay, so who had you call me? Who is this?
The mayor had me call you.
Okay, I don't believe that.
Why do you not believe it?
Because there's no string in my street at all.
I know, not now. You probably picked them up after a car crashed through them. And, like, just stop doing it. Like, it's weird. It's weird.
You're weird.
I'm not the one tying strings across the road.
No, but you're accusing me of doing it, and I have no clue what you're talking about.
I'm not accusing you. I'm just passing along a message from the
you
mayor.
You are accusing me. You're accusing me of tying strings across the street to nowhere that I can attach it to.
What, you can't attach it to, like, a bush or a tree or a house or a railing?
There's no bushes!
What? What are you talking about? There's no
bushes. There's no bushes. There's no trees. There's nothing over there but cars.
What kind of... Well, are you tying it to cars, then?
Why would I tie strings to my car?
I don't know. Why would you tie strings at all?
I don't know. You tie strings. This is a joke. I know this is a joke.
Look, I know for a fact there are fences in your neighborhood.
There are what?
Fences and stuff. Look, you're going to make some kid fall off his bike. He's going to go through the string, and he's going to fall over. And what's the...
What string?
What's the...
Didi, come here! What string?
Kite string.
How am I saying kite string?
The mayor says...
Where am I getting the string?
The mayor says sometimes you use kite string, sometimes you just unspool cassette tapes and tie those across the road. You've used fishing line... It's stupid. It doesn't make sense. Is it your kids doing it?
Yeah, so who really had you call me?
The mayor. I keep telling you that. Mayor McClure.
And I'm doing what?
Tying strings across your road. Or your kids are, or your husband. I don't know. One of you in there.
I don't have a husband.
Okay, your kid then.
And my kids, I don't have kids.
Who do you live with? Whoever you live with, they're doing it. If you're not doing it, they are.
I was by myself, so who's tying string across the road?
You are so full of shit.
That's how I know this is a
prank. It's not a prank. The mayor had me call you. He has this theory about strings, and he thinks it's you.
Who is this?
All right, look, I'm hanging up. Just don't do it again, okay? She hung up on me. I won the hang up the phone thing. Unspooling 8-track tapes. Look, I have actually unspooled 8-track tapes and tied them across the road when I was a kid. Many, many times. Usually cassette tapes. And I just looked on Street View. There's a big tree in her yard. There's a mailbox. There's a fence on her neighbor's yard. There's another mailbox. Across the street, there's two different poles. There's two different trees. There's a whole row of fences. What does she mean there's nothing to tie string to? You just tie it to anything. There's so many opportunities. There's trash cans out in the street. Tie the strings to those. Lady's full of crap. Tie it to your porch light. Tie it to the gutter on the side of your house. Fucking lady. Yeah, I used to use fishing line a lot. Me and my friend John, we'd tie like one end to a telephone pole across the street, kind of high up so nobody could get to it. And then we'd tie a toy in the middle of it, you know, like just an action figure or whatever. Hot wheel, just anything, or leaf, twigs, And then we'd hide on his porch. His porch had like a big solid wall that we could hide behind. And I think we had the string like wrapped around the top of the gutter, so it was high up too. And we were hidden. And cars would come, and we just like lower this. It just looked like this flying whatever in the middle of the street. It's just some toy lowering down, about to hit their car. Once we did slime, we had like a twig and put slime all over it because, you know, in the 80s, slime was a big thing. And we heard from the lady whose window it splatted on. That was pretty great. Oh, shit. I need to stop telling stories. XYZ starts in, 17 minutes? But the great thing was when they got out of their car and they tried to grab it, but they couldn't.
Please leave your message for 3-1.
Because we tied it up high enough to where we would just pull on the string and it would be out of their reach. And tee-hee, we're back there giggling about the string across the road. I stole so much of my dad's fishing line.
Old man story mode activated.
I actually had a guy that lived across the street from me, like a few houses down. He worked for the city. And he came over and told me to cut it out because I do it in front of my house all the time. He's the same guy that I ordered a clown to his house once. Clown walks up the street, goes sitting in his yard.
Good day, this is Jim. I am unable to take your call at this
fucking Jim. And then the best thing was pretending we had strings. John would stand on one side of the street. I would stand on the other side. And we'd hold fake strings or fake ropes or whatever. And the cars would stop. They'd just be like, what the fuck? Put that down. Yeah, and I need to stop doing the XYZ thing. That makes people sad. Arbitrary Alex says he misses XYZ. Thanks a lot, Brad. I'm sorry. Hey, people, stop joining the Discord. How come nobody else is going to phonelosers.com/Discord?
Your call has been...
And joining the Discord. So everybody's homework is to go out with a friend and stand on either side of the road. This is your homework assignment. It's social distancing because you're each on one side of the road. You're not bothering anyone. Hey, Anita?
Yes?
Have you ever, like, you and a friend, like, you stand on one side of the road, and your friend stands on the other side, and you pretend you have, like, a rope in your hand, and when a car comes by, they just...
Holly.
Oh, this is Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live here on Avenue.
I'm sorry, Roy, I'm not putting a face with a name.
Oh, I barely know you guys. You might know my wife, Carol. We live in the blue house.
Okay. I'm sorry, it's still not coming together for me. You had a question, Roy?
Yeah, can you please just stop tying strings across the road? Because, you know, we keep running our car, and I know it's not hurting anything necessarily, but it's just weird. We're always afraid it's going to, like, hurt our car.
I think you have the wrong neighbor. We're not doing that. Oh, no. So I hope you find out.
No, it's definitely, you live at 1029. Like, you're always tying it to, like, you know, the railing on your house and then across the street to the other thing.
Actually, that's not happening.
No, I know it. Look, I'm not trying to bust you or anything. I'm not, you know, it's whatever. I don't know. We drive our car on your street and it's always running through the string and it's weird.
Yeah, and again, I'm sorry I can't help you with a solution because we're not doing that.
Well, is it your kids?
We don't, you know, I'm not going to share any more personal information with you.
Okay, that's I'm not trying to get personal information. I'm just asking you to please stop tying string. You're always tying it to that stop sign.
Actually, if you'd like to walk up to the house and talk to my husband about this, then maybe...
You just gave personal information. I know you have a husband now. You gave personal information. You said you weren't going to give any more personal information. You just offered that up. You're just like, I have a husband. Now I know you have a husband.
You're welcome to walk up to our door and take this matter up further. I'm ending the call.
No, bye. I just, like, can you please not do it anymore? I was asking for info. Jeez, lady, settle down. All right, we have exactly 13 minutes left. We're going to stop doing strings. No more strings. Okay, Dragonmere. Dragonmere, you better do string calls tonight.
Thank you for calling. Annette speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, is this Annette?
It is. Hey. Who's calling, please?
Hey, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live on Way.
Roy. Hi, Roy.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah, everything's fine. Just Carol wanted me to call you up, and this is a little weird and everything. But she said she saw you peeing in the storm drain. Can you not?
Me?
Yeah, can you not do that anymore? That's weird. You know, we have kids.
Oh, no, that's not me. I'm sorry. You got the wrong person.
Oh, no, we're neighbors. Yeah. We live in the blue house. She knows. I think she knows. You know Carol, right?
No, I don't know anyone in that neighborhood because no one really speaks.
Okay.
So well, I walk, my only one, no, I'm not even at home.
She was sure.
I'm married and I moved.
I'm married
the
too.
The only person that's in the house is my daughter and my grandchildren.
Well,
and I don't, they wouldn't do anything like that.
Oh,
and if you say it's a female that did this.
No, she said she knows it's you. She knows it's Annette. You were peeing in the storm drain. You know,
that's not true. No. You know what? I'm going to hang up with you. You are rude. Don't call. You're calling my business number.
I'm
I don't know how you got it.
It's
I don't know how you
book.
Got my name. I don't know how you got anything. But that is incorrect. Do not call this number again.
Okay, well, do not pee.
If you do.
Do not pee
no,
in the storm
we
drain.
Do not. It's not us. I don't know who it is. You might want to check with somebody else, but it's not us.
I
just Thank
you. Hoping you could promise me you wouldn't do it again. You don't have to deny it. Okay. That was Teen Wolf Jesus' idea. Thank you for that, Teen Wolf Jesus. Devin, I found out who's pooping and peeing out there. It's Annette. That's crazy. She gave her work number on this list. A wild little dog 24 appeared. Welcome to the Discord, little dog 24.
Hello.
Ingris.
This is Andrea. Yeah.
Oh, hey, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live here on Street.
More.
Yeah, in the blue house. You know, like around the corner, kind of around the bend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you? Okay.
I was just hoping my wife wanted me to call and just ask you if you could please stop tying those strings across the road. Cuz like you keep tying those strings across the road, and like the other day we were driving by and you almost hit our car with that thing you had tied to the middle of it.
Okay, I own a property on, but I'm the landlord.
Oh.
So you're going to have to explain to me what's going on, because my name is Andrea, not Ingrid, so I don't know if you have the right house. The lady I have living there has cancer, so
Whoa.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Well, I think maybe she's tying strings across the road just as a prank. Like, she ties fishing line up kind of high on that tree. And then,
are you talking about the blue house on the corner
that we live in?
Okay. The house I own is the blue house in the corner.
Yeah.
You're telling me that my tenant is tying strings across the street.
Yeah. It's just a weird prank thing, I guess. It's fishing line, and then she ties like a toy in the middle of it. And then as our car comes down the road, she lowers
what
it.
What road
and, like,
is she doing it on?
Like,
or is she did
yeah.
it on the other road?
Street.
Is this a prank?
You made me laugh asking that, so I guess yes, I have to come clean. It's a prank.
I mean, the lady that lives there has cancer. She's not going outside right now.
Okay, well, no, it's a prank. You got me. You win. You win the call. I tried to make a prank, and I failed. I am bad at prank calls.
You need help, dude.
No, I don't. I was it was the whole string thing.
Why would you call somebody and say something like that? That's stupid.
It kind of is. I've gotten better reactions than the one I got from you.
Bye.
What are you listening to? What's on TV?
No. Bye.
Why are you laughing? If it's not funny, why are you laughing? Fun Society Arcade says the other string call's been funny, so it's not me, it's you. You're the one not being funny, lady. All right, 6 minutes. Should we just end it? I should just end it. I liked that one. End on a fail. Hey, look, the last, well, I don't know if this is the last number, but this is a Utah number, I think. Yeah, it is. So I'm going to change my area code to Utah. For some reason, I can't think of another Utah area code. What the hell? What's wrong with me? Okay, I'll just use this one. Whatever. And then we can call the crazy YouTube neighbors after this, and then the show will be over. So basically, probably no more pranks today, because this person isn't going to answer, and then crazy YouTube neighbors aren't going to answer. I guess I'll put a link. I'll try to remember to put a link in the show notes of what I'm talking about with crazy YouTube neighbors. It was this couple lived in this house, and there were these crazy people across the street from them. I'll put a link in the Mixler chat here in a minute. But these people are completely insane. It's like a super old couple. They're probably dead by now. They would actually snap pictures of them when they're out in their yard from their window with the camera flash going off. They had walkie-talkies. They'd be like, yep, they're pulling in now. Here they come. The lady would dance like a crazy lady whenever they came over. They'd go out and mow their yard, and they would just sit in chairs and, like, scowl at them. I don't know. It was weird. So I figured out where those people lived, and from that, I figured out what the old people's phone number was, and I did a couple of pranks to them, but they weren't...
Michaela, Tiff's department. Please leave your name, telephone number, the reason for your call.
Wow, can you mumble any more on that message? So it's been a few years. I think I collected this information in 2015. Is her name Carol? Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay, so I really want them to answer, so I'm going to call my cell phone real quick and make sure it's not coming up as a spam call. Scam likely. It is not scam likely. Should I just tell her to stop tying strings across the road? All right, here goes. I'm going to call Carol and... Jasakdi.
You have reached a number that does not accept solicitations. If you are a solicitor, please add this number to your do not call list and hang up now.
Okay.
Otherwise, please press 1 or stay on the line. Thank you. Please hold.
Carol? Hello?
Hello?
What's going on?
Hi, who's this?
Oh, hey, it's your neighbor, it's Roy.
Hi.
Hey, I was just wondering, like, me and my wife were always, you know, taking walks on the street. Can you stop tying strings across the road in front of your house? That's weird.
What?
Come on. What was that echo? Why is it still echoing? Hello? Are you on the extension, Carol's husband? Whoa. Let me try her one more time. See, that's how it always goes. I try to prank them, and they're like master trolls.
You have reached a number that does not accept solicitation.
They're master trolls. You can't prank these guys.
Please hold.
I was hoping to do a whole series of pranks to these. Hello? She's just hung up. See, what's the point? But, okay, it's 12:30. I don't think XYZ has started yet. Let's see. Do I have... I gotta get a link to this crazy neighbor paparazzi, crazy lady peeping, moving with an audience. I don't know. Here, I'm just going to post the YouTube channel. I want everybody needs to. So I just posted the YouTube channel. There's 4 videos on it. I thought there was more, like a lot more. I don't know why there's only 4 of them in there now. Oh, there's more if you click on videos. Okay, so click on videos. And just watch these people be crazy. That's the lady I just talked to. That's Carol. YouTube.com/MomoBetta. MOMOBETTA. I'll try to remember to put a link to that in the show notes. Anyway, I don't want to piss off XYZ, so I'm going to stop the show. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for the ideas. Thanks for the strings, Dragonmere. String. And, see y'all next time.
Freddy boy, it has been too long. It's Rabbit here. I just listened to Tech 627, and it looks like you got a chance to finally crank my you know what.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was pretty hilarious.
This is the guy whose stepmom I pranked on the last show.
And I'm so dumb. I really wish I had recorded, because she recapped it like 3 times.
Nice.
In the span of a half an hour when the phone call was going on.
That's great.
And I remember, I actually was coming down the stairs, and I heard her saying, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
Nice. I'm that like, was her. Okay.
Oh, she got somebody going on. And then she's like, "Oh, was this Steve Dave?" And something about hobos. I'm like, oh, shit. He cranked her.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Little late.
So, good job, Brad.
Thanks.
You, hats off to you, buddy. Cactus.
Glad I could help bother your stepmom. And, yeah, you should have been prepared with your cell phone. Record her recapping it. Sorry it took so long to do that. I should have done that a few months ago when she was nice and drunk for Christmas.
Hey, Brad. This is Tom from Ohio. Thanks
hey,
for giving me the tutorial on how to connect to your channel on YouTube. I'm now a current member, and I'm giving you $5 a month.
Oh, yay.
But I did have a question.
Yeah.
I use YouTube Red, which actually lets me black out my screen.
I do that,
too. So I can listen to music on the go and listen to podcasts on the go through YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, the Hobosodes, when I go to black out the screen, it actually turns the Hobosode off.
Whoa.
I was wondering, is there any way you can fix that? Because
I don't think that's something I can do, is it? I don't do anything weird to the Hobosodes. I just post them. Is there an option for that? I don't see why there would be.
I see there's like 16 of them up right now.
Maybe it's just on the ones where I break copyright laws. Not laws, but, you know, like I get a little copyright ding. Because that happens sometimes. I don't know. I don't know why it would do that.
Which I see you're adding more, and I appreciate that. But is there any way that you can change that so I can actually listen to it without my screen being on? Because it would really help me out at work. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not doing anything. I don't know why it would be like that. Here, let me get on YouTube, and I'll switch over to the Phone Losers account, and I will watch a Snowplow Show video. There's the latest one.
Hello, I'm calling from Michael Weinstein.
All right. I'm listening to it.
This is Chris Tompkinson from Google.
And I've shut the screen off.
I just want to let you know that we had received your request to have your...
It's working for me. I mean, I have Red also, and it's on, you know, it's on both my Snowplow Show account and my Phone Losers account. I don't know if it counts between those two things. Does that let it stay? I don't know. I don't know why it would be doing that. I have no idea. I'm sorry. I don't know why it's happening. Maybe a listener knows and can tell us in the comments what the problem is.
30 seconds? What the fuck are you talking about? We having sex over here? Hey, it's Muffhawk, you piece of shit, Brad. Last time I called you, you fucking hung up on my shit because I was driving and you thought I was in the middle of a skydive. What I was trying to say was...
Sound good now, though. That's all that matters.
Do you listen to this almighty torrent that you have that includes pranks from all sorts of people, from all sorts of times, from all sorts of places. Anyways, you know, people that listen to you, like me, are fucking idiots and can't figure this shit out, and we're not going to download a fucking 80 megabyte what the fuck ever to our phone, so get this shit figured out.
Don't put it on your phone. Use your computer. And don't download the whole 80 megabytes, or whatever it is. It's like, it's 230 gigabytes, I think. Get on your computer. You have a computer, right? Get on your computer, use your torrent software, and only pick the things that you want. Maybe you don't want to have all of the Calls of Mass Confusion, because it's a bunch of videos. Maybe you only want the audio stuff. You need to get on Amazon, buy yourself a 4 terabyte hard drive, so you have plenty of space for this kind of thing. I don't know, just download the stuff you want. It's easy.
Hey, Brad! Dave Montgomery from Australia!
Hey.
On a payphone! How good this? In
it's
the
great.
Last 20 years, it's probably the first payphone I've seen.
I'd call bullshit on that, because 20 years ago was the year 2000. That's just when cell phones were taken off. I am pretty sure you have seen plenty of payphones in the past 20 years.
I'm on Facebook Live on
you
the group.
Fucking liar.
Now, I'm continuing with my campaign for you to come back and do a Hang Up the Phone show.
Yeah, yeah.
If you
I'll
do a Hang
it.
Up the Phone show, I'm happy to come back to this phone at Kemp's Creek, which is about, it's about 20 minute drive from where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And
Oh, here we go.
That'd be great.
That are driving past really fast.
We can hear all the cars driving by during your call.
Anyway, checking in from our
payphone. That'd be great.
People ask me to do weird sort of shit on the phone. anyway, Brad, thank you for your time in these tough times with everything you're doing with the show.
Anytime.
And looking forward to a Hang Up the Phone show.
Sure.
It's got to come back soon.
Whatever.
Take care, Brad.
You know, I have several people lined up for Hang Up the Phone that want to be on with me, and of course Mr. Biggs is going to be on again too. We just don't do it that much anymore, but I've actually been working on the payphone show setup this past week. I've done quite a few things to get that all ready again, and there's one last piece of the puzzle to get that all set up again and working. I need to get that going, but I am going to do more Hang Up the Phones and more payphone shows very, very soon. I promise. Maybe next week or something. Well, no, I shouldn't promise a day, a time frame. Just believe me, it's going to happen very, very soon.
Hey, RBCP, this is Jerry calling from New York. You're such a funny guy. You know, lately I've been rewatching some of G-Ed's Calls of Mass Confusion. And one of the favorite things he was doing, which you were included in many times, is that one called 60 Seconds to Love. That was great.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, it was.
You know, have you ever thought about getting that started again? You know, maybe trying that again? That would be awesome. Okay.
Not me.
Well, you take care. Bye for now.
I don't have time for that. That stuff was, like, super time-consuming, especially for G-Ad and Expa. And at the end of each season, he got in trouble for various things. You know, in the first season, he actually got arrested and charged with something. And then there was some other different kind of trouble with the second season. So I don't blame him for just kind of abandoning it. But yeah, one of these days, you know, we'll do some more similar things. I don't know if that actual show will come back.
Hey, Roy, it's deep in the heart of Texas.
Hey.
Deep in a bunch of work. Hey, just wanted to say, I just started listening to, I think it's the newest episode. I'm not really sure because Android and Google decided to desync me out of everything and basically like kick me out of every single account for no apparent reason. So all my Google podcasts are blank.
You did something.
Anyways, I found you on Spotify, and it's episode 625. I'm not sure if that's the newest one. But the guy, I love that you're starting to do the whole involve random people in the calls. Like listen in and start the show. So that's great. But I just wanted to tell you something.
Oh,
the voice
yeah,
immersion thing is a huge thing in Tulsa, Oklahoma. A friend of mine lived there, and he called into the Dick Show, like impersonating him. So yeah, Roy D. Mercer is this very like very thick Southern draw kind of guy.
Yeah,
he used to be apparently like a radio DJ.
That's why I don't like him. I like there's so many of those prank call groups out there where they would do the very thick Southern drawl thing. And the humor was all just kind of dumb redneck humor. That's just really not my thing. I get that Roy D. Mercer is funny. And he's definitely funny. I've heard a few things of his that are pretty funny. But I just never could get into it. I know who he is. And I know, like, last year, maybe the year before, somebody's asking me how big a boy am I. And I think I wasn't catching on immediately. Or was I? I don't know. I don't remember. But, yeah, I know who he is.
And all, you probably don't care. But yeah,
sure, I care.
Just a little bit of a background thing. Whenever he was calling you Roy D. Mercer, he thought you were this big old, like, real Southern boy. Anyways, I got nothing else to really say. I got to get back to fucking work. Kill me. Bye.
Yeah, well, hey, guess what? You're probably on quarantine now and can't work. That message was from a week ago, so maybe you're enjoying a nice little vacation now. I hope so. I mean, maybe I don't hope so, because that sucks.
Hey, this is Idiot Comic calling from Romania in Europe. Brad, I really like your calls. They're so funny. I've been listening to them since, you know, for like 10 years. I just went on the forum, actually, on phonelosers.com, and I saw I haven't been logged in since 2011.
Oh,
such a long time, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't think I've been into the forums for a couple of years now. I don't know if anything's happening there. I don't know if it's been taken over by scammers or... Yeah, I'm sure it's not a good thing, whatever's happening.
They do more prank calls and mass confusion. They're so funny. I mean, just seeing the reactions on people's faces is great. All right. Well, this is probably a minute, so.
Yeah.
Bye for now. Have a good day.
It's not
and
quite
stay
a
safe and healthy.
Yeah, okay, bye. All right, another vote for Calls of Mass Confusion. Do you hear that, G-Ad? You need to bring it back. Come on, you can get arrested just one more time for one more season.
Yo, Brad, it's your weather god again, Dan. I like to know that I do like your calls a lot, and I do enjoy you angering everyone.
You don't say.
You should do more homeowner association as well.
All right.
Oh, and I want to give a big thanks or a big shout out to Junior, my coworker slash friend.
Oh no, fuck Junior. I'm sorry. I don't like Junior. I have a real problem with him. It's nothing personal against Junior. I just don't like him. Please tell Junior I do not like him. I do not like your friend Junior.
What you're great at doing. I love you very much.
Aww.
Oh yeah, and by the way, you should go fuck yourself.
Oh wow. Okay. Asshole. That was rude. That was the last voicemail. I'm finally officially caught up with voicemails. It's been a long road to get here, but I'm finally caught up. Woohoo! Aren't you all excited? So that's gonna do it for today's show. I hope you enjoyed the live show thing. I really should be doing more live show things, especially on Fridays, right before the XYZ show. That's the best time to do them. That's when I've always done them. That used to be my weekly schedule, doing my show right before the XYZ show. Sometimes an hour before, sometimes 15 minutes before, sometimes 3 hours before. Thank you to the sponsors of today's show, Teen Wolf Jesus, Icelandic Potato, Shrink Man, I Regret Jumping, and Raiden Digital. You guys keep all these shows happening, and I really appreciate it. If you'd like to support the show, you can do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/support. For $5 a month, you get an extra show every week. I haven't done one yet this week. Probably going to do that tomorrow, though. Hopefully. I kind of got a late start this week, so keep an eye out for that. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm going to play a song by Disaster Radio. Is that their name? Disaster Radio? This one was sent to me by a listener named 2MG, I think. He says, I was listening to chiptune music by this guy called Disaster Radio, and this one song called Hotline reminded me of the Snowplow Show. It's a phone-themed song. I'm attaching an MP3. Maybe you could play it at the start or end of a future show. So thanks for that, 2MG. Here is that song. This is Disaster Radio.
Goes with night. You call back again, I'm going to kill you.